Watch, Alex Marlowe, Nigel Farage, Charlie Kirk discuss Andrew Breitbart's legacy at Turning Point Student Summit. By Kyle Morris on December 20, 2018. Breitbart News Editor-in-Chief Alex Marlowe joined British politician Nigel Farage and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk on Thursday to discuss Andrew Breitbart's lasting legacy. Marlowe, who was the first person employed by Andrew Breitbart for his media company, opened the panel saying Andrew's ideological inspiration started with talk radio. It started with him listening to Rush Limbaugh and Dennis Prager, some of the legends of the movement. A lot of you guys may have witnessed the Justice Brett Kavanaugh witch hunt, Marlowe continued. Andrew Breitbart witnessed the same thing with Clarence Thomas, Marlowe stated. He saw the high-tech lynching. He saw people trying to destroy a man simply he was right of center values. And the Clarence Thomas witch hunt, in many way, created Andrew Breitbart. It's not that you want to fight, it is that you are compelled to fight, Marlowe said of what motivated Andrew. It was a fight that he was drawn to, it was infused in his bones. He needed to defend the American people. He wanted to defend the individuals who were called racist for no reason, without any basis whatsoever. He fought against blacklists. He fought for freedom of speech and he fought for traditional values. Kirk, who never had the opportunity to meet Breitbart, mentioned his first interactions with Breitbart News and explained how Breitbart extended to him his first opportunity to have his voice heard. It was actually Breitbart.com that gave me the opportunity to get in the fight. So I was a senior in high school and I was flipping through my AP economics textbook. On one of the pages, there is just a flat-out falsehood that it says the tax cuts put forth by Reagan did not accelerate economic growth, Kirk explained. It's just adverse to history and data. So I kinda wrote up the response to this and I started circulating it around and a guy named Joel Pollack found it, who is in leadership at Breitbart.com. He said, "Hey Charlie, why don't you, write this up?" And I said, "Really?" I was in high school at the time and wrote up the article, he said. And Breitbart was the only website that took it seriously. And it went totally viral. It got rewritten all over the internet. Brexit champion Nigel Farage commended Andrew Breitbart on his role in making Brexit a reality. "The biggest accolade that I can pay, Alex, to Andrew Breitbart. The day after the 24th of June 2016, I said, Brexit could not have happened without Breitbart," Farage claimed. "And I can't pay a higher compliment to anybody on the planet than that."